Genesis here at 90.9 FM and the Rewind Cafe, taking it all too hard on a Tuesday afternoon. So I got a trivia question for you. I'm going to name some well-known artists and bands, groups, and name two things that they have in common. Foreigner, Little River Band, The Four Tops, Molly Hatchet, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well, the two things they all have in common, they're all on tour this summer, and not one of them has an original member left in the group. And a couple of weeks ago, we were over at a friend's house, and he said, hey, the Four Tops are coming up to, I can't remember where. But I said to him, there's nobody original in the group anymore. And he says, how can they do that? I said, well, they'll do anything to make money. Here's the Four Tops now at 90.9 FM.
was a shame.
And a whisper to the screen. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on the scene on a Tuesday afternoon, and this is the Rewind Cafe. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock, and then Lucas will be stepping in and playing all of his hits. So the other morning, I'm at the breakfast table with my wife, and I said, look at this. And I tell her about this woman in Virginia. In 2013, she wins $100,000 in the lottery. I'm like, wow. Well, guess what? Last month, she won $100,000 again in the lottery. And I said, why can't I win just once? And she looks at me and she says, it would help if you bought a ticket. 9 FM, the Rewind Cafe, and it's time for the Beach Boys.
Ba 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 ba. Saw Barber Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barber Ann.
Thank you. Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann.
Huey Lewis and the News, looking for a couple of days off here at 90.9 FM. But you know, when you're retired, every day is a day off. Gotta love it. Johnny G with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Interesting story here out of the Bahamas. Two brothers were walking along one of the remote beaches that they have there. They came across an old Pepsi bottle, and in the bottle was a letter written by a 14-year-old Massachusetts young man from 1976. Yeah. So they opened up the note, and apparently the young man at the time was taking an oceanography class, and I guess it was, you know, part of the project. They wrote these notes, and they gave them to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard dumped them in the ocean. And what, like almost 50 years later? And the two brothers did get in touch with the young man, who, well, he's not a young man anymore. And he said, I have no remembrance of playing that song whatsoever. So what are you going to do? Right now it's the Police. 90.9 FM and Roxy Music. Years ago, my wife and I decided to do a half marathon up in Plattsburgh. And if you've ever done any kind of long distance race, whether it be running, swimming, biking, you just don't wake up that morning and say, hey, I think I'll go run a 12, 13 mile race. You got to prepare for it. You know, you train, you eat right, and hopefully the day of the race, everything works out perfectly. So we did all that stuff. Went up to Plattsburgh, woke up the morning of the race. It's pouring rain out. Oh, man, maybe it'll stop. So we go up to the race, and fortunately, there was this big indoor arena where everybody was in, and they're getting ready to, you know, warm up and whatever. Came time to go to the starting line. Still raining hard. And they had a DJ on hand. And whenever I hear this song now, I'll always think about that morning up in Plattsburgh as the rain came down on us.
Thank you. was why
you had to hide away for so long.
Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long.
Why did we go
That's Dan Hartman here at 90.9 FM and Instant Replay. Lucas is up next. You all set to go? What are you, a mic two? Mic two. See, I'm getting better with this.
Yeah, for sure.
They were just talking about Old Forge and Water Safari.
Yeah.
And I haven't been there in years, but now you work at an amusement park over the summer?
Yeah, I do. So I was up at Old Forge for the weekend, just for Easter weekend to see my family. But I live in Rochester, and in Rochester we have a family-owned amusement park called Seabreeze Amusement Park. And it's down by Lake Ontario and in Irondequoit Bay. So I do live in Irondequoit, and then I work there over the summer. And I really enjoy it. So, yeah, I do... I run the games, I've worked in the water park, I've ran a few rides, so...
You must have some good stories, or are you going to save it for the book?
I'll save it for the book, for sure. But, yeah, they open they open May 17th is opening day. And then they'll only be open on the weekends until, they'll start be opening up for school trips, and then eventually it'll be full-time hours around the June 28th, around then.
Well, it's good. You got something lined up for the summer.
Yeah, this will be my fourth summer working there.
I hope they gave you more money after 4 years.
They might. We'll see. I'm waiting to see if I'm going to get a promotion or not. So we're going to find out.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. So coming up for my show, I've got I'll talk more about it for my show, but I am going to be playing some show tunes today. So that's super fun.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get back here. Back in the day when I was on the air here, they used to have a show, and I think it was on Sunday mornings, and they played all like those that kind of music. And they don't have that anymore, do they?
Lullaby Broadway?
Yeah. Do they still do that?
No, but I do know the alumni who was doing that show. I actually ran into him during alumni weekend.
How long ago was he here?
A couple weeks ago, actually, for alumni weekend.
Because when I was there, it was a woman by the name of Dana, and I'm not even going to attempt to announce her last name. But the really weird thing about that is, what was that? Game of Thrones. You remember that HBO show?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the first episode, and we're watching the credits roll in the beginning of the show, and there, her name was on the credits. I'm like, well, how cool is that?
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, but they don't do it anymore, the Lullaby of Broadway?
I don't think so. If alumni do want to put shows in, they can send us a pre-recorded file and or just a list of songs and record their own mic breaks, and we can edit it and air it, unless they want to come in and do the show, which they're more than welcome to. We have our alumni hours every Saturday, or I think it might be every Sunday.
Or was it Friday? I don't remember.
Maybe Friday. I know one of the days we have a block of alumni hours.
Yeah, there's only a big board out there that has it.
Yeah.
Got to take a look.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Lucas. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. Be back next Tuesday. Have a good rest of the week.
Charmaine.